need to see that plan. We need to see that strategy articulated. We also have to make it clear that a vote against this would be catastrophic in its consequences, not only as far as this issue is concerned, but in the future. A key selling point that must be told the American people over and over is no American boots on the ground.
McCain knows we are war-weary. We don't want to send our troops into Syria. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous Labor Day weekend. Maybe you took in a flick, went to a barbecue, hung out with your posse, or got a chance to visit with some family. Either way, it's all good. I hope as we head into this next week, I can say the same thing as we get to the tail end of the week. Certainly, we'll be jawing a lot about the country I just mentioned, catastrophic, and Syria mentioned a lot in the same sentence. John McCain and Lindsey Graham, both senators, meeting with the president to talk about what happens next. The White House is really lobbying hard, trying to convince Congress to authorize military action against Syria over alleged chemical weapons attacks by the government. They say 1,000 people perhaps killed by those chemical weapons. There is a several ex-Syrian military types saying that the amount of people killed in the 2.5 years is closer to 700,000 people altogether, not all by chemical weapons, but the amount of people killed. So McCain, as you heard there, never shy about talking when he came out of the White House. He did that. He said it could be catastrophic, meaning that the president says, let's get a vote by Congress. What if Congress says no? So McCain and Graham are laying the groundwork for congressional approval. The Senate will have to go through their version, the House through their version. September 9th is when everybody's back in action. Then they would have to approve it and decide what it is they want to do, assuming it's probably going to be some kind of a missile strike. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry told the House Dems on Monday that they face a Munich moment. Wow. Munich moment. That's pretty heavy. As they are weighing in on military strikes against Assad's regime. And, of course, what does that phrase mean? The 1938 Munich Pact that effectively ceded control of a part of Czechoslovakia to Nazi Germany. And remember that move certainly, history-wise, was judged by many as kind of an appeasement of Adolf Hitler in the lead-up to the Second World War and the Holocaust, ultimately. You had everybody on deck, all hands on deck, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, National Security Advisor Susan Rice, all pushing for intervention to the people that they could push to that were around, the 127 Democratic legislators. But in that group, a lot of skeptics not wanting to jump on board, not wanting to make a move. The United Nations says 6.2 million Syrians have been displaced by the country's deadly civil war. That's one third and one quarter of the country's population, at least from the estimates that we have, that we know. I mean, so this is it. This is the moment to decide on what we will or won't tolerate, I guess, at this point. Coming up on our next show, we're going to talk again with Zach Badorf, who was just in Turkey and in a Syrian camp where 11,000 people were trying to get to Turkey. He also talked to a Free Syrian Army Brigade commander who said he expects Syrian President Assad's government to be defeated 2 to 3 months after the U.S. bombs targets throughout the country. He's the one who told Zach that he thinks the estimate of people that have actually died is closer to 700,000. And he also said if there is no foreign help, no foreign intervention, the conflict probably continues for at least another decade. So what is the thing that ultimately has to happen here? We've been talking about it a lot on America Tonight. Are you tired of talking about Syria? Are you tired of talking about... You know, it's our taxpayer money. It's our military. It's the people that we're putting in front of whatever happens here. It's important. It affects you in your backyard and me in my backyard, all of us together in this one. Now, humanitarian support, we got to be on that bandwagon, of course. And they say, though, humanitarian support is helping the people out, but it's little. That you've got winter coming up, you have conditions that are going to be difficult for people who don't have housing or clothing, the right kind of stuff, and it's going to be rough for them. So what happens here? Zach Badorf, next show. September 9th will be when full Congress, as I've said now a couple times, is back in session. How will the House go? How will the Senate go? These committee hearings on Syria are happening now at this point. And in the middle of all of this, an interesting cyber attack. It's so scary how easy it is to hack in. The Marines were hacked into. Hackers posted a letter on a website, a Marine Corps recruiting website, that urged Marines to refuse orders to attack Syria and calling Obama a traitor who wanted to rescue Al-Qaeda insurgents. Pretty much this is how it read. Marines, please take a look at what your comrades think about Obama's alliance with Al-Qaeda against Syria. Your officer in charge probably has no qualms about sending you to die against soldiers just like you, fighting a vile common enemy. The Syrian army should be your ally, not your enemy. So then what it turns out is the group is run by 20-something Syrian computer students, and it's previously threatened to wage cyber attacks on U.S. government agencies if the administration launches a military strike against Assad's regime. The government says they're not worried about the group. They don't believe they have the capacity to cause the type of serious damage that cyber forces in countries like China and Russia are thought to be pretty much capable of inflicting and have us scared out of our mind. The Syrian Electronic Army is a murky kind of underground group that's made a name for itself by plastering pro-regime propaganda all over the Internet's most trafficked sites, they say. I mean, it's a nuisance, and the tactics are pretty simple, but it'd be pretty brutal to go to a recruiting website and see that. Can't be happy about that. Come on, give me a break. Like I said, they're threatening something, because how are they hacking in? How are they able to do that? So it all goes back to one thing. August 21st, what was that? That was the day chemical weapons were used against people with the nerve agent sarin. How many exactly we can dispute how nasty and awful this is to hear about is beyond anything I could possibly ever string together on this show. We all know that. We know the facts. Where are you on this? The British public, in a survey, said, very few on board. Americans, when polled, very few on board. You think the president is going to win over Congress and Americans at the same time? 855-266-5283. Throw in your two cents in just 2 minutes. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just
sunshine to spread. We've got something good we want to share with you here on America Tonight. As much as we've been talking about Syria, and again, you're listening to me, you've got three eyes open, one eye open, whatever. You can form a sentence, you can call us if you have an opinion on Syria, right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, it doesn't matter, right, center, left, anywhere, it's fine. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Woo! As we swing into another week on America Tonight. After a holiday weekend, I hope you all had an extra day or two to enjoy whatever it was you were enjoying. Diana Nyad was not enjoying anything. I think she was enjoying the fact at the end that she made history. And this has been a long time coming. You remember the story of the woman trying to swim from Cuba to Florida? 110 miles of nothing but sharks, rough water, and all kinds of jellyfish and problems. She finally did it. I mean, this woman is a champion swimmer, no doubt, has the history of it in her lifetime, but at the age of 64, she did it. I love it. She hit Key West just before 2 in the afternoon. The Coast Guard was escorting her after 53 hours in the Florida Strait. I'm sure she was filled with pride, and here's what she said afterwards.
Being 64, there's a message in there, too, you know. You can dream, you can be vital. And you can be in your prime even. My resolve on this thing was just, it was deep. I just had this attitude of, it doesn't matter what it is, find a way. Everything I ate was coming up, and it was just, it was a no-win situation.
Yeah, crazy to do that, boy. Can you even imagine trying to do that? No shark cage. You got to think it's cold, and it's tough to do this. I mean, At the end, your tongue is going to be swollen. Your lips are going to be swollen with the seawater and the sun and all that kind of stuff. You get abrasions in your mouth from it. They have a silicone mask that tries to keep the jellyfish at bay. But, you know, she's tried it a couple of different times. This was her fifth try since 1978. And she was able to finally crack it and do it. Everybody was tweeting her, congratulating her, and good for her. She officially spent 52 hours, 54 minutes, and 18.6 seconds swimming. Matt, can you even imagine, can you even fathom trying to do this?
I don't think so. It's not something I look forward to doing. I mean, on a not extremely related story, but somewhat, I was at a bachelor party a couple weekends ago that was out of town. It was about 100 miles northeast in a Wisconsin cabin, and one of my friends biked there 100 miles on a bike.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and he had me drive his Jeep with the bike rack on it, and so then we could drive him home later because he wanted to bike out there but not bike back, and I still think that's insane because you're going away for a weekend and you're going to bike there.
Yeah, I think that's insane, too. That's like, you know, our Peel Back the Onion guy, Andrew Sabo, he just did a bike race where he went 100 miles. It was called Hotter Than Hell, and I can't believe he did that. I mean, 100, so just like your buddy, 100 miles is incredible.
That is incredible. And back to the storm, Diana Nyad, I know it's incredible what she did, especially at her age, but at the same time, the last couple times she was thwarted because of the jellyfish.
Yeah.
And she had a team around her removing jellyfish and helping her out a little bit. So it's not like, I know she didn't use the shark cage like the previous person did, but it's not like it was completely unassisted either.
Ooh, so do you want to take a chunk out of her? Do you think that
just a tiny little bit?
Are you kidding? Little piece.
Like All right.
So he's saying the 80%.
I'm just saying because it's being advertised as this unassisted thing, but it really wasn't.
No, because there's people following her and all that. But they always are following her. But okay, yeah, removing jellyfish is a big deal.
Because that's what stopped her the previous time.
Right.
So
that's what they stung her, and it was
which I understand. It just don't advertise it as this big, you know, unassisted, without a shark cage, didn't do anything, you know, hadn't have anybody helping me type of a deal.
All right, so Diana Nyad, who's a big listener of America Tonight, please please remember that was Matt Johnson attacking you for having people removing jellyfish from your area where
it's
you
not
were
attacking.
Swimming.
It's just reading the fine print is what
yes.
it is.
Yes, I understand. He has no Barnum and Bailey in him whatsoever, so just keep that in mind. Poisonous jellyfish. I mean, there's just no way. It's laughable. I couldn't even do any of that for sure. And, you know, it's still good for her that she was able to do that. And she had challenges, too, that, you know, that you would have, of course, trying to do that. You'd be freezing. I mean, that's the thing. In the water for that long, it's like when people get stranded. The concern is hypothermia, what's going to happen to them. So, you know, this is one of the things that is a possibility when you attempt this kind of a deal when you're swimming this way. You know, there was the Australian, Chloe McArdle, who abandoned an attempt after 11 hours. She was badly stung by a jellyfish. I mean, the jellyfish is that big of a deal. And there was one other person that did do it who had a protective cage, and this was in 1997, and it was the Australian Susie Maroney who was able to do that, but she had a cage around her because that is also a heavily sharked area. You know, it's like when they talk about Cubans that try to escape, and if they get to shore, all's fair, they're here, they're in America, but they have to get to shore. And usually what stops them is the sharks, is the other things that happen along the way. It's just that bad. Between the sharks and between the jellyfish, it is nasty, nasty stuff. Because it's very hard to navigate that. So, you know, hey, she did it. There's no question about that. I mean, he is right in the sense that it's not like she was in the water by herself. And, of course, you would have to have people around you anyway to one, if you failed, they'd have to pull you out, because certainly you're not suggesting someone should die. And also to record everything to make it historical, to make it the reference point. There's no cheating. Here's what happened. Boom, in the water. Boom, all the way over. So she'll definitely be celebrated without a doubt. I want to throw in something here. Next segment, we're going to do the numbers thing and another version of We Can Count. But wanted to throw this in. What is going on with, I happened to read this over the weekend, what is going on with Dennis Rodman? I mean, isn't that crazy that we have Dennis Rodman going to Pyongyang again? And with the relationship he must have with Kim Jong-un, I mean, better relationship than anyone.
When is he getting sent to Syria?
Yeah, why don't we just have him be? I was just going to say that. Why don't we just have him solve our major dilemmas?
Oh, no, did I steal your joke?
You did, but I'm bummed. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Great minds think alike. So, why is he going to North Korea and it's not a big deal? I don't understand this. It's the second year he's done that. And he was quick to say, oh, yeah, I'm not going to negotiate for the jailed American missionary. I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that? Why would I tell my friend, I need to, can you please help with Kenneth Bay? No, I'm just going to go on a basketball diplomacy tour. That's what I'm doing. I'm there for the free food and the handshakes and all the fun things that happen when I go to North Korea. Why would I even just try to ask about that? I mean, give me a break.
Is there a more depressing-looking country than North Korea?
No.
I mean, why would you ever even go there?
What is it?
All the pictures, the video that's been snuck out of there.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's just everything's brown and gray.
It is, and they promise all this crap. Oh, we have religious freedom, we have this, we have that. They do not. He rules with an iron fist, and you can see that in the stuck out video.
Yeah, there's a couple of good, I don't know if you people out there know about Vice, but Vice,
it's great.
It's like investigative reporting that it's got a little edge to it, and they have done a couple different things on North Korea, and it is some of the craziest stuff you'll ever see.
It's the best of it. He's right. I've watched every episode of Vice, and it's on HBO, and you can download. I'm sure you can get them at a couple different places, but they have the North Korea thing. When Rodman was over there, they clipped into him, and it is very depressing. That's right, what you see. So give me a break. He's not even going to try to ask about the guy. He should at least ask about the guy. Please, give me a break. A humanitarian mission, please. Help us. Numbers next.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
America Tonight. It is all about the numbers. That's why we have We Can Count. So here's a big one for you. Microsoft buying Nokia devices, they say, for $7.2 billion. You ever get a feeling when you hear about these mergers, it's like monopoly money? You say $7.2 billion to somebody in business way up in the scene, and they don't blink twice, do they? Microsoft has so much money, they could certainly buy this and not think about it. Not blink twice, as I said. So $7.2 billion, they're going to expand the smartphone market. Trying to figure out where they're going with this. The $5 billion for the Nokia unit that makes mobile phones is what they're tossing in there. It includes the smartphones that run Windows Phone software. They're also paying $2.2 billion for a 10-year license to use Nokia's patents, with the option to extend it indefinitely. Probably a good deal for Nokia. For Microsoft, they're trying to connect their brand to the one of the products that they think could go even further. So then we'll see where that leads them. The CBS Time Warner marriage, not merger, marriage, finally, there's a crack in the case. The two sides have come together. Financially, nothing was disclosed, but the blackout is over. It's been a month-long blackout. So people, it affected over 3 million people in Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas, to name a few of the cities, that suddenly they couldn't get CBS. So you're thinking football starts this week. A lot of people I know that get Time Warner said they certainly could not allow this to go through football season or you wouldn't see any AFC games. And lo and behold, late in the afternoon, it was announced on Labor Day that, in fact, they had struck a deal and it was back. And if you didn't have CBS and you tuned in, you got it back. I had rabbit ears just to try to get CBS because the U.S. Tennis Open was on, and I wanted to see, frankly, what the Americans did. I didn't watch a lot of tennis, but a little bit, enough that it was annoying that there was no CBS. So Time Warner, smartly, in my neck of the woods, was giving out free rabbit ears so that probably they could appease us because we were all furious that we couldn't watch whatever it was we were going to watch. I'm not even a huge TV watcher, and the one couple of things I wanted to see, of course, I couldn't see because of the blackout. So that is solved. Who knows what the financial deal was on this? We don't know some of the details of it. Certainly there was squabbling over who should get more money, basically. CBS wanting more money. And Time Warner saying they were being held hostage. All right, this is the serious stuff. Who cares what all the other nonsense? California's Rim Fire is now 70% contained. Woohoo! This is big bad news because I feel for those firemen. You want to feel for people who have really worked their rear end off on a Labor Day weekend. Feel for the 4,000 firefighters who have had to smother this really tough fire so that people don't die and houses don't get destroyed. That's a huge step up. 70% up from 45%. A day ago. Now the fire covers 368 square miles, about 20 more than Sunday night. And the temperatures are above 90 degrees. The wind's bad in some areas, gusting in some spots. But at least Monday it was cooler than most of the recent days with more moisture and cloud cover. So that part is good news. Mandatory evacuation still in effect for some of the people south of Highway 120 because they're just trying to make sure. And the good news is all of this has been kept away from the heavily trafficked tourist area. So that's the good news, that they were able to keep it from that direction because it had come pretty close. So far, 111 structures burned, 11 of them homes, which 11, that's pretty good. It's not good to have any, but it's a good percentage. 4,500 structures are threatened, and that's the very scary thing about this fire, is the threat of what could be. And just how close it's come to so many people. You see how hot it is. You can just see it burning out of control, but 70% contained from what was a week ago. Whoo, I would take that in a heartbeat. You know, that's the good news. This story can only be described as a story that is just so stunning and shocking and just awful. And it seems as though I'm saying that more and more in America tonight. And I actually got some people who wanted to know more about this story, but you probably heard the story by now out of New York. The one-year-old boy that was pushed in a stroller by his parents, shot in the face while crossing a city street, and then died. They haven't made any arrests. The parents were simply walking in a street in what they call the Brownsville section of Brooklyn, 7:20 on Sunday when the shots were fired and the boy was struck. The man with the stroller was screaming, "My baby got shot, my baby got shot." He was rushed to a hospital with a gunshot wound to the left side of his face. And, of course, he didn't survive his injuries. He's declared dead at the hospital. And this is just senseless. Makes absolutely no sense. It's outrageous, the murder of a one-year-old baby. And here we go with the neighborhoods again, trying to not have neighborhoods be labeled as bad, destructive, nobody cares neighborhoods, but that's exactly what people are saying. And then you think of this. In March, a woman walking home from post office with her 13-month-old was grabbed by a gunman who demanded her purse and shot her in the leg and fired a shot at the child that was in the stroller after she said she had no money. And an 18-year-old was eventually convicted of murder in the death of Antonio Santiago, despite his attorney's attempts to cast guilt upon other people, including the child's parents, which was ridiculous. So here we go again with the same thing, and it just, when something's senseless, you have to figure out a way to move on from what's senseless. But I think this is a really, really, without a doubt, a really tough one to deal with. When you think of kids that are in strollers and just happen to be out for walks, getting air, and not at 2 in the morning, that this kind of thing is happening to them. I would be on the warpath if I was in that neighborhood. This is a crazy story, which is interesting because my aunt is dealing with this in Florida, but Labrador retrievers are being trained to sniff out giant African land snails, and it's a species that's very destructive. So the state agriculture folks in Florida say they hope the dogs will add to their success in fighting the infestation of the slimy snails, which were first spotted by a homeowner 2 years ago, and it swept through Miami. And they've been trying to do an aggressive extermination campaign. They've collected 128,000 of the snails, which can grow as big as rats and devour plants as well as stucco and plaster, because they're hunting for calcium they need to grow their big shells. In large numbers, they can cause extensive structural damage to buildings. So far, $6 million has been spent to eradicate the shells, the snails, which have been introduced to Florida by Miami Santeria Group, a religion with West Africa and Caribbean roots, founded in 2012. They use snails in their rituals. And making it worse, they carry a parasitic rat lungworm, isn't this good stuff, that can cause illness in people, including a form of meningitis. Luckily, no cases have been reported. Oh, I think that is freaky. So now you have to worry about that. In Florida, you have to worry about, let's see, hurricanes, floods, now these crazy snails, sinkholes, and whatever else might come down the pike. The giant African land snail. Oof, nasty. It is nasty, especially if it really did extensive damage to your house. That would be, it would be brutal. How about this? What are the chances of finding a two-tone lobster? 1 in 150 million. They found it in Maine. They said it's not like winning the lottery, but it's pretty cool. A lobsterman off the coast of Maine recently hauled in the two-tone lobster, half brown, half orange. And the chances are 1 in 50 million. They say it looked like someone had taken painter's tape and run it down from the head to the tail, then spray-painted one side. It's a perfectly straight line. Perfectly straight line. That is pretty cool. I saw a picture of the lobster, and it is definitely cut right down the middle. Lobsters are usually greenish brown in color, and they become red only after boiling. So what was the case here? It was boiled and then jumped out of the pot, or it just happened to be this particular color? Interesting, isn't it? It's a rarity. It's like a Halloween colored lobster. They eat this lobster. They got to save that shell, that's for sure. Stay with us. Some odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
Hi. I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
I hope you're hanging on. We're making this final couple of turns right down, heading for the straightaway after a Labor Day weekend. It's always wild coming back into the swing after Labor Day, and I think a lot of people have a hard time with it. There's something about Labor Day. It's like a line of demarcation because I think of all the years when you're in school, Labor Day, Labor Day, Labor Day. For most of us, boom, right after that, you are back into school. And even if you like school, there's just something about here's the start and where's the finish. You know, ooh, the summer, the lazy days of summer are over. So the lazy days of summer are over, and there's a lot that's going to happen in Washington. Right now, Congress is cleared out. There are some folks in Congress still around. Syria is the big play, as we talked about throughout these shows, and we're going to continue to talk about it. A lot of you want to talk about it because I can judge by the amount of emails that we're receiving and many of the calls that we've gotten. It is kind of split with this audience as to whether or not to help Syria even at all or to completely help them and do whatever's necessary because of the chemical weapons. And remember, Assad saying baloney, it's the rebels. The rebels are saying, of course, that's nonsense. And we do know there's a lot of dead people in Syria. Whatever happened with Assad, things have gone terribly wrong in the last 2.5 years without a doubt. Why they can't take him out, I have no idea. With the kind of technology we have just in general. Now, to have it traced to the U.S. or some other country, naturally, that would not be what they would want to happen. Some would say, well, is it our business, Syria? So you constantly have these groups turning on each other, maybe doing horrific things, but this continues to happen. How much are we responsible for? Why does it fall on our heads? Be a big theme throughout this week. We're going to talk to someone who just came back from Syria. We're going to do that on our next show. Plus, we have the NFL coming up. We got to lighten the load, guys, right? 17 weeks in the NFL. Even if you're not a football fan, it's a fun little game we play. 3 segments on Wednesday into Thursday in our third hour. You could clear out the prize closet. If you win, you have bragging rights, everything else. You just have to pick a team of the team that's announced, one to win, and what the final score is going to be, and that's it. That easy. And you could be the big-time winner. So a couple of other things worth mentioning here that we haven't gotten to. You might have heard me mention this briefly, but I think I did it when we were talking about numbers and whatnot. Time Warner and CBS finally end the blackout. It was a month-long blackout. It was crazy. People who couldn't get CBS were furious, couldn't get Showtime, whatever things. Of like 4 million people affected. Some said goodbye to Time Warner. So now here we are on the doorstep of another football season, and that was enough, I believe, to push them in the opposite direction to come up with a deal. What specifics of the deal? At this point, we don't know. They're keeping that tighter than a drum. And unlike Washington, sometimes business, they just don't leak eventually, but it doesn't always happen right away. So who gave in? Or did both sides give in a little bit? I'm thinking there might have been a tiny bit of compromise. But I know that Time Warner, talking to an executive off the record, they didn't want to give in. They felt like CBS was holding them over a barrel and every single station would do that. And eventually our cable bills would be $250. Well, if they climb up much higher, people are going to say, you know what? We're not going to pay this. And then that would hurt them all the way around, I think. Now, if you were ever going to get people to boycott anything, it would be if you saw that cable bill bounce up to some, it's already a crazy number, but if it bounced up to an even crazier number, you'd see a lot of bailing going on because there's other ways people would get programs, and that would be it. Probably Netflix would love it because then Netflix could cut deals and run shows, and that's most likely, that would be one of the avenues, but we're not at that point yet. Probably realizing they had to do something. They had to figure out something because it just wasn't working. It wasn't working to just stage this you move, I'll move kind of thing. And so that's, in my view, that's a good thing that they finally wrapped that up. It was becoming ridiculous to be held hostage over, over this programming thing because of the money that they weren't getting paid. And it's just going to happen to another channel down the line anyway, and it won't even take that much longer for that to happen if you get my, if you get my drift. Here we go with the shark attacks again. I mean, is it just me? We've had shark experts on this show. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had some shark experts on the show. Now a 17-year-old was bitten on the shoulder and taken to the hospital. This was Ormond Beach where this happened. And it was a football player. The football team, they were doing a swim on the beach. He said it felt like something smashed him in the neck and he fell underwater. And this is a 17-year-old who's a wide receiver for Seabreeze High. They were out there swimming. The team was swimming. And he didn't know what happened until he saw, guess what, blood and teeth marks left behind. So they rushed him to the hospital center in Daytona. He got 30 stitches. And he said that he just looked down at his shoulder and he saw blood dripping out of his shoulder. Oh, They did an early practice. It was described as they were chest deep in water when the shark jumped out of the ocean. Ugh, this is crazy. And there was another attack over the weekend, too. Another kid, ultimately was bit. A 9-year-old boy was bitten by a shark Sunday in St. Augustine. He was taken to the hospital for stitches, but was expected to be okay. Pretty soon it's going to be like the Great Barrier Reef in Florida, and they're going to have to come up with nets to block shark nets because people are going to be afraid to swim or be anywhere in the water where the suspected sharks like to swim. And the areas I'm mentioning are areas where we hear about sharks and we've seen them, where they like to congregate. And if this is the case, they're going to have to figure out something, because you can't just have all these kids being bitten by sharks. And I would imagine it would chase some people from a very crowded beach, at least initially, at least for a couple of days or so, I would think. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, here's a crazy question. Would you let your kid go back in the water? Oh, I was bit. You know, my shoulder was bleeding. I had 30 stitches. Sure, no problem. Go ahead. It's okay. All right. As I said, Syria is going to be on the minds of everybody, and it's going to be talked about a lot. Not all in the Senate or in the House are on board, and I believe the president realizes this is the problem. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky said on Sunday the United States should avoid military involvement in Syria. He challenged the Secretary of State, John Kerry, on his assertion America should launch a strike. And he's famous for saying, how can you ask a man to be the last one to die for a mistake? I would ask John Kerry, how can you look a man in the eye and be the first one to die for a mistake? He was part of the Sunday Swirl last time out on Meet the Press, and that's what he's talking about. So I think this is not a cakewalk in any stretch of the imagination for the administration. I don't see it. I don't see the Senate or the House, maybe the House, but not the Senate. I don't think I see them signing off on this. So then the president, I suppose, would have to go it alone if that was the case. But it's going to be interesting, the beginning part of this week and certainly next week when the Senate and Congress get back, unless they are summoned back and they have to pull the trigger on something, so to speak. Remember, you can always reach the show by hitting us up at americatonight.net. Thanks to Matt Johnson for his work on the technicals and all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
In a complicated society, stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.